So recently I put up my new 9/11 film on Vimeo because there was nowhere else to put it. And also on Vimeo there's another film I made called More Than Taboo. It was in collaboration with another individual and it talks about the Holocaust. And some people have categorized that as some kind of Holocaust denial video. And that's not what it's about at all. I don't deny the Holocaust. What I deny is the article "the." But I deny, well, not even deny, I'm just what I find baffling is how everyone knows about the famous Holocaust in World War II, but there were a lot of Holocaust in World War II. If you want to talk about millions of people killed for no other reason than who they were, we had 3.5 million people die of starvation in Bengal alone in the British Empire during World War II. They were sacrificed as a matter of a tactic. 2 million killed in Vietnam. 1.5 million killed in the Korean War, 1 million Iraqis, 500,000 from sanctions between the two wars. Those aren't Holocaust. Why? Because of, what is it, the manner of how they died? Because they didn't die in labor camps, they just starved out on the streets where their entire cities didn't have electricity or clean water and, bombed from above from cluster bombs in Agent Orange. If you die that way, burned to death. I mean, what's the difference? 15 million in the Congo, and let's not forget the tens of millions, close to maybe 100 million Native Americans killed in South Central and North America. That's not a Holocaust. The difference is the Germans lost their war. That's why they're the epitome of evil. Meanwhile, the Allied powers had their own Holocaust. The principal allies for the US were Stalin and Mao. And they killed tens of millions of people. Well, their policies led to it. Starving in the streets, put in gulags. That was the America's allies. They nuked Japan. They nuked civilian cities, kids and everything. These aren't military targets. Pearl Harbor was a base, and it wasn't really a sneak attack. That was brought about by the oil embargo against Japan. And I'm not justifying one side or the other, but only one country in the world has ever nuked cities, and that's the United States. And there's no justification for it. It didn't save any lives. Japan was already trying to surrender. Millions have been killed in wars after World War II. I mentioned the 2 million killed in Vietnam, plus around 55 to 58,000 Americans, but we don't even have numbers for how many people died in Laos and Cambodia. But we know that there were more munitions dropped on Laos than on Vietnam. But there's no numbers for it. That's so sick. I mean, they don't even matter. Their death is not even a death from hatred, it's death from indifference. They bomb people for the sake of profiteering. How much money can we make per week if we drop X number of munitions on people? They didn't even have any ill will toward these people or anything. They weren't worried about them aiding North Vietnam. They just wanted war for the sake of it. War has become its own resource. It's not about stealing resources like back in the day to go get gold or something. It's not about getting oil. Over time, war has gotten more and more mechanized, and it has become its own resource. Lockheed Martin and Raytheon and Boeing, even though Boeing does civilian contracts, they are definitely a war industry. General Dynamics, which is now merged partially with Lockheed, all of these companies are getting billions and billions of dollars to build war machines. And they'll like any pretext for war. Do you know where the seed money for PNAC came from and the Weekly Standard? It came from Lockheed Martin. A neocon, I know some people like to have a biographical definition, the ex Straussian Chicago School psychopaths. I give it an ideological position because the reason it's called neo is because they're not really conservatives. They're called the new conservatives because that's the party they hijacked. Of course, where your Jewish and Christian evangelical Zionists meet with your war profiteers, in the overlap is your neocon, the worst of both. They have all the bigotry and ideological reasons for war, and they have the financial reasons for war. And it's really hard to separate one from the other. Places like Israel and Kashmir, they're cash cows for the military-industrial complex. They don't care about who's being murdered. They finance both sides. They finance terrorist groups. And to get back to World War II, let me explain something. This is Nazi Germany. What's the difference? Well, the Nazis killed millions of people. America has killed millions of people. We're at war right now. We've already killed over a million people. We're still murdering people in Afghanistan, and we really don't have a number on that war either. How many people does it take? How many countries have to be invaded and have their leaders killed and replaced with puppet governments before you say Nazi? The Nazis are the epitome of evil, and given any kind of example about evil, people talk about the Nazis. That's because they lost, and history's written by the winners. Are you waiting for goose-stepping? Is that what it takes for you to see a dictatorship? We have one right now. Our civil liberties have been eroded. You can be arrested without trial. You can be thrown in detention without trial. You can even be murdered without a trial. They can straight up assassinate you, an American. They can spy on you. They can read your emails. They can practically strip search you in the airport. They're already peeking through your clothing with radiation. These money junkies have the safety standards and everything from power plants to the drilling to the food you eat are all being polluted because if they can save a buck here or there, they will lie to you. And the regulators are in their pockets. They're bought and paid for. We don't have a free market system. When someone robs others blind, they're just simply bailed out. They're not allowed to fail. All the mass media whores get up there and say the same line like a mantra, too big to fail, too big to fail. You're supposed to fail. Actually, they're supposed to be in jail for fraud. It's a crime. It's not just a screw-up. It's a crime. It's criminal. What does the IMF do? What is their primary purpose? What does the CIA do? They assassinate people. They cause perpetual debt intentionally, which causes starvation and abject poverty. That is the same as a dictatorship. It doesn't matter if you vote for the dictator or not. Hitler got elected too, by the way. What's the difference? The only difference is the goose-stepping. That's about it. And the uniforms they're wearing. He said, well, it's not the common U.S. soldier. It wasn't the common Nazi soldier either. A lot of them had normal lives and families and everything else, you know. But there was a group, you know, in the SS and in the SA, just like we have with Blackwater or Academy or Z or whatever their name is now. And they just go around and murder people for the fun of it. And they're getting paid, the private contractors get paid even more than the regular military. We're torturing people to death. CIA has rendition programs. They even have psychiatric prisons doing medical experiments on people. There's Gitmo. I mean, we do have our labor camps. We just call them prisons. But since you can be arrested without having a trial, especially if you're a foreigner, no one will even know about your case. You just throw them in jail, make them work, torture them to death. This is Nazi Germany. They're already getting involved in Syria. From start to finish, that has been mercenaries. Paid mercenaries. Libya wasn't about helping people. That wasn't about humanitarian aid or relief. They got rid of Gaddafi. As soon as the Suez Canal was reopened after the revolution in Egypt, he was sending his oil to Asia directly, and that was a big no-no. He stiffed the Europeans on tens of billions worth in contracts. And so he was assassinated and sodomized with a knife. And Libya now has Al-Qaeda running around in the country. So does Syria. See, it doesn't matter. It's not terrorism when we do it. Some of the 9/11 hijackers were on the payroll and used in conflicts with Chechnya and Serbia and Bosnia. That's okay when there are terrorists. And in Afghanistan, of course, that's the more infamous one. Now, Osama bin Laden himself was on the CIA's payroll, aided and abetted by the CIA and the ISI. They don't care. It's called privateers. Same system as back when we had pirates. Privateers, secretly state-sponsored. If they get caught, oh, we never heard of you. And that's the whole thing, not even what happened on 9/11 anyway. They're willing to lie to you. They are willing to stage false flag attacks. They are willing to do anything to get more war. They are addicted to war. Our war industry is the largest corporation, the largest umbrella corporation in the world. And they are absolutely heartless. These fat pigs and old men with fancy uniforms, lots of stripes on them. They're not brave. They're not courageous. They're not strong. It's a bunch of old, greedy, dumb men in fancy uniforms making decisions, sending other people to go fight and die, usually the youth. And they go to war based on NATO or a UN resolution. Selectively, though, they won't enforce UN resolutions against Israel, but Israel has bought and paid the Congress and the press. They do it through AIPAC. They do it through a number of different lobbies. It's no secret. The Kennedys went after them. Both of them ended up dead in mysterious deaths. Robert Kennedy killed by a Palestinian. I wonder who really did it. Gunshot 13 times, only holds 8 bullets, but hey, nothing to see here. Before you judge me on my films, watch them. If you watch more than Taboo, it goes over the Allies' crimes in World War II and makes them more relevant. Doesn't excuse crimes for the Axis powers. I mean, that's like saying if I hate Obama, I must like Bush. I don't like George Bush. Hate George Bush too. Always have. Always did all my videos about him first. When Obama was elected, actually while he was getting elected, I was ranting about him too. Never made a video about Hillary because I knew she wasn't going to be president. I knew Mr. Goldman Sachs was the chosen one. I knew that's who they're going to pick. When I'm bashing on the Allies, doesn't mean I'm pro-Nazi. What the hell's wrong with you? How do you get stuck in these little goofy paradigms? Murdering millions of people is wrong, period. I don't care if you're German and you did it, or American and you did it, or British or French or whatever. It doesn't matter. The film is about the horror of World War II, how it wasn't the good war. And yes, it does point out some Allied propaganda, the psych war ops that were in there, that there were any soap and lampshades or any of those myths. But the reason for that garbage is because without that garbage, there's really nothing to point to differentiate the Nazis from the Allied powers, because they were all guilty of killing millions of people, and they were all guilty of intentionally attacking civilians. And I don't just mean Dresden and Hiroshima. Look more into it. The majority of deaths in World War II were from starvation, without nothing even remotely close to it. And did people starve to death in the prison camps? You damn right they did. It was horrible, and you've seen the piles of bodies. They're also starving to death right out in the streets. And I don't just mean in Germany. I mean in the Allies' own territory. And I don't just mean in Russia and China. I'm talking about India as well. I'm talking about Czechoslovakia, the Ukraine, Greece, even parts of France. They're all starving. There was nothing good about that war. That is the problem with centralized banking and these entangling alliances where a war becomes a world war. About 75 million people died.